سلام خدمت دوستان عزیز، کامیس هستم. امروز با شما این با مینی استوری درس جیمز دریم. توی این مینی استوری من ازتون سوالاتی میپرسم و شما زحمت میکشید بهش پاسخ میدید با صدای بلند، و اینکه سرعت اینجا خیلی مهمتره، سعی کنید سریع پاسخ بدید، حتی شده تک کلمه ولی سریعا. ولی خب میریم سراغ داستان جیمز دریم. Alright, tell me, what's the title of the lesson? Yes, it is Jim's dream, right? Whose dream is that? Filbert's? No, it is Jim's dream. Yes, genius, it is Jim's dream, not Filbert's. Okay, let's jump to the story. There was a monkey named Jim. What was there? A monkey, right? A monkey. There was a monkey. And what was his name? Yes, his name was Jim. Awesome. Was his name Josh? No, his name wasn't Josh. His name was Jim. Excellent, genius. His name was Jim. He had a dream. Wow. He had a dream. Who had a dream? Jim, right? Jim had a dream. Did Combis have a dream? No. We are not talking about Combis. We are talking about Jim. So tell me, what did he have? He had a dream, right? Dream. He wanted to visit Iran, but he had no idea how to go there. What did Jim want? He wanted to visit Iran. Awesome. Who wanted to visit Iran? Again, Jim, right? Jim wanted to visit Iran. Did he want to visit America? No. In fact, he is in America. He wanted to visit Iran. Where is he at the moment? America. He is in America. And where did he want to visit? Iran. He wanted to visit Iran. But there is a problem. He had no idea how to go there. Did he know how to go to Iran? No, he didn't. He had no idea how to go there. Okay, tell me, who didn't know how to go to Iran? That's right, genius. Jim didn't know. So, one day, he drove down the street to Filbert's house. Where did he drive to? To Filbert's house, right? He drove to Filbert's house. Did he drive to Nancy's house? No, no, no. He didn't drive to Nancy's house. He drove to Filbert's house. Did he walk to Filbert's house? No, he drove to Filbert's house. So he didn't walk to Filbert's house. Who drove to Filbert's house? Jim the monkey. Jim drove to Filbert's house. Filbert was a huge gorilla, and he had an expensive house. Who was Filbert? He was a huge gorilla. Was he a small gorilla? No, he was huge, not a small, but very, very, very big. Who was big? Filbert. Filbert was a huge gorilla. Filbert was very, very big. What was Filbert? A gorilla. He was a gorilla, a huge gorilla. Okay, tell me, Was he a poor huge gorilla? No. He was rich. He was super rich. And he had an expensive house. What kind of house did Filbert have? Expensive, right? Expensive. He had an expensive house. So Jim was huge and he had an expensive house, right? No, Jim wasn't huge and rich. He was small and poor. But Filbert was huge. Filbert was rich. And he had an expensive house. Okay, Filbert had bought the house recently. What had he bought? The house. His house. He had bought the house. Who had bought the house? Filbert. Filbert had bought the house. All right. Jim was surprised to see the house. How did Jim feel when he saw the house? Surprised. He felt surprised. Who felt surprised? Jim. Jim felt surprised. He was surprised to see the house. Okay, tell me, what made him surprised? The house. The house made him surprised. Did the house make Filbert surprised? No, Filbert was living there, so he wasn't surprised, but Jim was surprised. So he jumped out of the car. Who jumped out of the car? Jim. Jim jumped out of the car. Did he jump on the car? No. He was inside the car and he jumped out of the car. Okay, tell me, where did he jump out of? The car. He jumped out of the car, right? Whose car was it? Filbert's? No. Not Filbert's. He jumped out of his car. His own car. Awesome. So, he stood on the sidewalk and looked at the house. Where did he stand? On the sidewalk. Jim stood on the sidewalk. Did he stand on the car? Nope. He stood on the sidewalk. Who stood on the sidewalk? Jim did. Jim stood on the sidewalk. What did he look at? He looked at the house, right, genius? Whose house did he look at? Filbert's. He looked at Filbert's house. What was his feeling when he looked at the house? He was surprised. Right? He was surprised. Then he went forward and knocked on the door. Okay, tell me, genius, what did he do? Did he drink water? No, there was no water to drink there. So what did he do? Yes, he went forward and knocked on the door. Whose door did he knock on? Filbert's. He knocked on Filbert's door. Did he go backward or forward? Yes, he went forward. It's crazy to walk backward, right? And it is dangerous. Filbert opened the door. Who did open the door? Filbert's wife? No, Filbert had no wife, so he opened the door himself. Okay, tell me, did he open the window? No, he opened the door. He was an Iranian gorilla, so he kissed Jim on the cheek as a way of greeting. Was Filbert an Iranian gorilla? Yes, he was. He was an Iranian gorilla. How Iranians greet each other? They kiss, right? They kiss each other as a way of greeting. Did Filbert kiss Jim? Yes, he did. He kissed Jim on the cheek. Did he kiss Jim on the hand? No! He kissed Jim on the cheek. Why did he kiss Jim on the cheek? It's obvious, because he wanted to greet him. He kissed Jim on the cheek and he said, "What's up, Jim?" What did Filbert say? What's up, right? He said, "What's up?" Did he say goodbye? No, he said, "What's up, Jim?" Did he want to know how he is? Yes, he wanted to know how he is. What's up is somehow like, how are you? You can use both when you greet someone. Okay, so let's continue. Jim said, "Good. How's it going, Filbert?" Who said that? Jim. Jim said that, right? Okay, what did he say? He said, "Good. How's it going, Filbert?" Filbert said, "Everything is okay." Who said everything is okay? Filbert. Filbert said that. Okay, tell me, did Filbert the dog said that? No. Filbert the gorilla said that, right? Filbert was a gorilla. He wasn't a dog. Okay, let's continue. They talked for 10 hours, and Jim finally asked about Iran. For how long did they talk? Yes, that's right. 10 minutes, right? No, not 10 minutes, 10 hours. They talked for 10 hours. It's a lot. Who talked for 10 hours? Yes, Jim and Filbert talked for 10 hours. After they talked for 10 hours, what did Jim ask about? Iran. Yes, he wanted to go to Iran. So he asked Filbert about Iran. About how to go to Iran. Who asked that? Jim. Awesome. Jim the monkey asked about Iran. Who did Jim ask that from? Yes, he asked that from Filbert. Jim asked from Filbert the gorilla. Filbert said, "Iran? Why do you want to go to Iran?" Jim said, "Actually, it's my dream." Okay, tell me, why did Jim want to go to Iran? Because he had a dream. He wanted to visit Iran because it was his dream, right? Whose dream was that? Jim's. Jim's dream was to visit Iran. Was it Filbert's dream? No, it was Jim's dream. Filbert thought for a moment and said, "Going to Iran is expensive, so you need to go with someone. If you go with someone, you can share the expenses." Okay, did Filbert say going to Iran is cheap? No, he said it is expensive. Okay, did he say buying chicken is expensive? No, he wasn't talking about chicken. What was he talking about? Going to Iran. He was talking about going to Iran. So he said, visiting Iran is expensive. What Jim had to do? He had to find someone. Why did he have to find someone? He had to find someone because going to Iran was expensive. If he could find someone, he could share the expenses. So again, why did he have to find someone? That's right. So he could share the expenses. Expenses of what? The expenses of travel, right? Okay, so Jim said, but where can I find someone? Tell me, did Jim know where can he find someone? Nope, he didn't know. That's why he asked Filbert. Tell me, did Jim want to know where to find someone? Yes, that's right. He asked that from Filbert, so he wanted to know that. Filbert said, I know someone who wants to go to Iran, but you need to convince her. Did Filbert know someone? Yes, he said, I know someone, so he knew someone. Did he know someone who wanted to go to Brazil? No, not Brazil. He knew someone who wanted to go to Iran, but first, Jim must convince her. What must Jim do? He must convince her. It means he must talk to her and make her let him go with her. Convince. It's a nice word. Jim said, how can I do that? Did Jim know how to convince the woman? No, no, no. That's why he asked Filbert. What did he ask? He asked, how can I do that? Filbert said, don't worry. I have a plan. First, you need a bike. She loves to ride a bike. Second, you should take her to an expensive restaurant. Then you can go to Iran with her. Tell me, who had a plan? Filbert had a plan. Filbert. Yes, genius. Filbert had a plan. Filbert is a genius like you. Okay, genius. Let me ask you a difficult question. What was his plan? Ah, maybe it's difficult. First, Jim had to find a bike. Then he had to take the girl to an expensive restaurant. Why did Jim need to find a bike? What was the reason? Yes, because the girl loved to ride a bike. Who loved it? The girl. The girl loved it. Did Filbert love to ride a bike? No, he was too big to ride a bike. Was the girl too big to ride a bike? No, she was small. She could ride a bike easily. So first, Jim needed a bike. What did he need to do after he found the bike? Yeah, he had to take the girl to an expensive restaurant. What kind of restaurant? Expensive. He had to take the girl to an expensive restaurant. Why he had to do these things? Do you know? Because Jim wanted to convince the girl. So he had to do these things. Jim said, that's it. What did Jim say? He said, that's it. Filbert said, yes, but be careful. If she ignores you, you will have to forget about going to Iran. Who had to be careful? Jim. Jim had to be careful. But let me ask you a question. Why he had to be careful? Uh-huh.
Because if the girl would ignore him, he would have to forget about going to Iran. Jim became so happy and went to see the girl. Where did Jim go? He went to see the girl. And how was his feeling? He was really, really happy.
خیلی خوب، اینم تمام شد. امیدوارم از این داستان لذت برده باشید. تا میتونید بهش گوش بدید، تکرار کنید و تکرار کنید و تکرار. سعی کنید به داستان اصلی، یعنی درس ورژن اصلی خود ایجی هوگ هم زیاد گوش بدید، چون این ورژن مکمله. بدون اون داستان، این داستان مفهوم خاصی نمیگیره. شما میتونید از این داستان استفاده کنید خیلی، چون خب من غیر بومی هستم، مشخصا ممکنه یه جاهایی تلفظ های دقیقا مثل آمریکایی نباشه، واسه همین ممکنه به تلفظ شما آسیب بزنه، ولی از لحاظ لغوی، از لحاظ درک مطلب و اینا میتونه به تو کمک زیادی کنه. پس سعی کنید در کنار داستان های ای جی هوک اینا رو گوش بدید، چون میتونه به تو کمک بسیار کنه. پس گوش بدید و گوش بدید و گوش بدید، سریع پاسخ بدید، چون سلاست از سرعت میاد نه از دقت. جوابای بلند نیاز نیست، اگه انجام بدید که عالیه، اگه انجام ندیدم مشکلی نیست. سعی کنید فقط سریع باشید. همین، امیدوارم لذت برده باشید. میبینمتون فعلا.